Good day from Wall Street. This is Juan Costello, senior analyst with the Wall Street Reporter, and joining us today is Julie Pekarik, CMO of Merge Healthcare. Merge Healthcare trades on NASDAQ under the ticker symbol MRGE and develops medical imaging and information software solutions. Thanks for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, Juan.
Great, Julie. Start off by talking about the partnership with Inspire Health for a new software development toolkit.
Certainly. Merge Healthcare announced this agreement earlier this week. Inspire Health makes respiratory therapy devices, and they have chosen to work with Merge on developing HL7 technology in their products. HL7 is kind of the language by which medical devices talk to each other. And so the software development of those products needs to follow that standard. Merge has been a market leader in toolkits for DICOM, which is the language by which images talk in medicine, and we've now developed the capabilities for HL7 as well. So we're very excited to have signed our first customer for this new toolkit technology, but continuing on our leadership in standards-based software development toolkits.
Great. And talk to us about the new software as a service image management solution.
Sure. Again, this is an extension of a product line we have had for many years. Merge has been a leader in RIS and PACS, which are image management systems for radiology images or cardiology, pretty much anybody in medicine that needs to move images around. And we've seen over the last couple of years customers wanting a little bit more pricing flexibility and how they pay for our solutions, and also the IT burden on our customers has gotten very complex with all of the new innovations in the RIS and PACS technologies, and they're finding it really hard to stay up to date with all of the IT burden that these solutions provide. So our hosted solutions do two things for our customers. First of all, they give them a little bit more pricing flexibility and allow them to pay for these solutions out of operating funds instead of capital funds, and they also allow a lot of the IT burden to be on Merge, which we do well, and not on them, and it frees them up to do the things they do well, which is delivering clinical care.
Great. And bring us up to speed on the company's other main products and some of the uses and applications.
Sure. Merge has a pretty unique business model in this space because we go to market through three different channels. We have a large OEM division, and that's the division that did the contract with Inspire. They sell toolkits and applications and technologies and also IT resources for companies that are developing imaging software applications. And then we also have a direct division that sells RIS and PACS solutions and managed services like our hosted solutions directly to imaging centers and hospitals and specialty clinics worldwide. We also have a very strong e-commerce channel. We have a brand leadership in a product called eFilm Workstation, which is the software needed to read diagnostic images, and you can buy it off the internet. It's very inexpensive, and it's sort of known worldwide as an economical option for diagnostic imaging review.
Great. And talk about some of the trends in the market and how well-positioned Merge is to capitalize on them.
Sure. Well, I wish I could report good news on market trends, but I don't think there's a market around the world these days that has a lot of good news. Our market is very cautious along with all of the global markets given the economic downturn. Our market is also cautious because particularly in the U.S., there has been a lot of talk about healthcare legislation. We've just seen an infusion of money into healthcare, or a potential infusion of money into healthcare, through the ARRA, and in particular the High Tech Act as a part of that. So our customers are really trying to figure out what's going on in healthcare and what's going on in the global markets, and they're a little cautious about spending. So we definitely see that as a trend. However, Merge has a little bit of unique advantages that we think can help us combat some of this economic downturn. First of all, we were able to do some major restructuring of the company in the middle of 2008, which really set us on a nice cost profile and returned the company to profitability in 2008 Q3. So we were able to make some of the hard decisions ahead of the economic downturn and have been able to stay profitable throughout these hard economic times. Also, we've been able to do a lot of work on our international expansion. We were able to retain our Chinese operations in the beginning of 2009. We also retained our EMEA operations. Both of these had been at the point of being sold off, and those were able to be retained. Both of those decisions have been very fortuitous for the company. We have solid international growth, track record going, and some good progress on VAR relationships around the world. And finally, we have a good management team, and this is a team that has come from general software, enterprise software, and formerly worked at a company called Click Commerce, which was quite a nice turnaround in the enterprise software world. And we've been fortunate to have our CEO, Justin Dearborn, come from Click Commerce, and our president of our direct division, Nancy Koenig, come from Click Commerce. They've brought a lot of good expertise and rigor into the company. They both started in June of 2008.
Well, thanks for the background. And what are some of the things that differentiate Merge Healthcare from other players in your sector?
Well, as I said earlier, I think one of our key differentiators is our business model. We have been able to go to market through multiple channels, and also we have a strong international presence. And because of that, particularly in these times, we have a very balanced business model. We are not reliant on any one economy, nor are we reliant on only one business model in our approach to the market. And we feel that has been a strong part of Merge's business and will continue to be strong throughout this current market environment. We also have brand leadership in some key products. As I mentioned earlier, eFilm Workstation is a worldwide brand leader for us in the e-commerce area. And our toolkits, our MergeCom toolkits, have been known since the inception of digital imaging as the premier software development toolkits for medical imaging. So we are able to capitalize on our brand leadership in those areas. We have, from a technology perspective, have a strong R&D team. We have a greater than average spend on R&D, which has allowed us to stay advanced technologically, and we have a nice IP portfolio for the company. And finally, again, our management team, I really feel, is a key asset and differentiator for Merge in this market.
And in terms of how the way that the company works within the industry, would you say that alliances and partnerships are a very important part of your business model?
Yes, absolutely. Alliances and partnerships are critical for our OEM team because oftentimes those partnerships are very long-term. Customers start out by using something like one of our toolkits and build up to buying more complex applications for use in their markets, sometimes having us do all of the development work as well. Also on the international front, our relationships with our VARs and our distributors are critical to our international growth. So I would say those relationships are critical to our success.
Great. And what specific objectives has the management set for the company over the next 12 to 24 months?
Well, I think that Merge has focused on several key strategic initiatives. One is international growth, as I've explained earlier. Another one is continued rigor around our cost structure and continued profitability of the company. We've done some work in product line extensions like our hosted solutions, which bring our technology into a broader realm of pricing and services capabilities for customers. Certainly, this is a team that is well-versed in mergers and acquisitions based on their experience in Click Commerce, who went through a series of 9 acquisitions over 3 years. So that is something that we continue to have on the radar as a company.
Well, you did answer my next question, which was regarding M&A. And what about, so would you say the growth is primarily organic or more based on M&A activities?
We don't really have any guidance on that right now.
Okay, great. And perhaps you can walk us through a little bit through some of the background of your management team and the key management figures.
Certainly. So Justin Dearborn, our CEO, started out at Motorola. He went to Click Commerce and worked at Click Commerce through both its downturn and then its turnaround before it was sold to ITW for almost $300 million in cash. After that, the chairman and founder of Click Commerce, a gentleman named Michael Farrow, formed a company called Merrick Ventures, which is a technology holding company, and Justin served as one of the managing directors of Merrick Ventures. He moved to Merge in June of 2008 as our CEO and has been active ever since in that role, leading the company to its turnaround. Our president of our direct division, Nancy Koenig, followed a similar path as Justin, working for Click Commerce and then being a managing director at Merrick. She joined Merge in June of 2008 as our president of our direct division and has been doing a fantastic job of guiding that division towards profitability and growth. The president of our OEM division, Antonia Wells, has been with Merge for many years and previously served as the head of our operations of the OEM team. She has strong experience in how to structure partnerships with our OEM customers and provide them with the technology that they need. Our CFO, Stephen Oreskovich, has also served for many years at Merge. He was formerly the head of internal audit in the company, has a strong financial background, and understands software contracts and financing very, very well. We have our general counsel, Anne Mayberry French, who came to us from Modine Manufacturing. She has a strong background both in legal, contractual law and general counsel for corporations, public corporations, and she also has a background in healthcare.
Please finish.
The other person on our executive team is myself. I have a strong background in both large corporations, having worked for Baxter and GE. I've also worked for a health system and worked for Merge for several years in marketing.
So do you think that investors understand the direction that the company is going?
I think investors who have listened to Merge, particularly over the last few earnings calls, have gotten a very clear sense of where the new executive team is taking the company. I think investors who had invested in Merge in early 2000s or 2005, 2006, 2007 probably have a lot of confusion about the company because it went through quite a lot of rapid change from 2006 through 2008. So hopefully they will start paying attention to Merge again and listening to our messaging over the last couple quarters, which I think is very clear.
And once again, joining us today is Julie Pekarek, Chief Marketing Officer for Merge Healthcare, trading on NASDAQ, the ticker symbol MRGE, currently trading at $1.29 a share. Before we conclude, Julie, what are some of the key reasons why investors should consider Merge as a good long-term investment opportunity?
I think investors should consider Merge because Merge was a strong player in the healthcare IT market, and it went through some tough times, as I said, in 2006, 2007, and halfway through 2008. However, we have proceeded on a pretty fantastic turnaround in a tough market. But Merge has had and continues to have some unique advantages in the market. Our business model, our technology portfolio, and our brand leadership are some of the reasons that we have been successful and will continue to be successful in this market.
Well, we certainly do look forward to continuing to track Merge's growth, and I'd like to thank you for the update today.
Thank you, Juan.